Page 34, transferring. Encourage the resident to help with the transfer as much as possible. Some residents need help when they transfer, move, from one place to another, for example, from bed to chair. Nursing assistants transfer residents many times a day. Whenever residents can assist with transfers, encourage their help. Take every precaution to ensure safety and to prevent injuries to yourself or residents. Follow each resident's care plan and use the best transfer techniques based on individual needs. Always assess the situation. Ask for assistance if you need it. Plan ahead for any equipment you may need and clear the pathway for the transfer. A transfer or gait belt provides a grip for the nursing assistant and adds to the resident's safety during transfers. Examples of transfers include the following: bed to wheelchair and wheelchair to bed, bed to toilet or commode and return to bed, wheelchair to toilet and toilet to wheelchair, wheelchair to tub or shower and return to wheelchair. Always use good body mechanics to prevent injuries to yourself and others. The pivot transfer is used for residents who are hemiplegic or paralyzed on one side. Follow these steps to move the resident from bed to chair. Number 1, check identification to be sure you have the right person if you are in a facility. Number 2, explain what you are going to do and provide privacy. Number 3, keep transfer sites close together, equalizing heights as much as possible. Number 4, lock all wheels on the bed and the wheelchair. 5, put the bed at its lowest position with the head raised to a sitting position. 6, help the resident to a sitting position with feet flat on the floor. 7. Stay with the resident and allow time to gain balance if needed. 8. Assist with robe and non-slip footwear and apply a transfer belt. 9. Position the chair on the resident's strong side at the head of the bed, wheels locked and footrests folded or removed. 10. Stand in front of the resident, bracing your legs and grasping the transfer belt on both sides. Number 11, lifting with your legs, not your back. Have the resident lean toward the strong side while you support the weak side. 12, slowly and smoothly turn the resident without twisting to the front of the wheelchair. 13, gently lower the person into the chair with hips against the back of the chair. 14. Remove the belt and position with good alignment with feet on footrests. To transfer the resident back into the bed, reverse the procedure. Place the call signal within easy reach. Here are different kinds of transfers. Active transfer, which means the resident moves with minimal help. Assistive transfer, the resident is able to help. Passive transfer, the resident is unable to help. At least 2 people are needed for the transfer. The transfer belt is placed around the resident's waist to provide a grip for the nursing assistant in transferring. It is used when transferring a semi-helpless or helpless resident. The belt is called a gait belt when used to assist in walking. The trapeze bar, also called a monkey pole, is a swinging bar hanging over the bed from a metal frame. The resident grasps the bar with both hands and lifts the torso, the top of the body, off the bed. The trapeze may be used for moving a resident up in bed, turning in bed, and to strengthen the arm muscles. The patient lift, or hydraulic or battery-powered, is used for non-weight-bearing residents. Always have assistance when operating the lift. Make sure you understand the operation. Ask your supervisor for help if you have any doubt. The lift is never used to transport a resident. The transfer board keeps the back straight during transfer of a helpless patient. The transfer board is used when there is danger of spinal injury. Use only when both surfaces are at the same level. The draw sheet is used to transfer residents when there is no danger of back injury. For helpless residents, at least 2 nursing assistants are required for the transfer. Use only when both surfaces are at the same level. The slide board is a small board placed between the bed and a chair or wheelchair. The resident sits on the board and is helped to slide across the board and into the desired position. The slide board is used when there is no danger of spinal injury. Use only when both surfaces are at similar levels. Look at the yellow box on page 36. Follow procedures at the facility where you work for using all lifting and positioning equipment. Do not use any equipment without thorough training. Know your limitations and be sure that adequate staff is available to assist and ensure safety. Page 37, summary. Protect yourself and the residents from injuries by always using good body mechanics. Check each resident's care plan for any restrictions and promote maximum independence. Encourage walking for residents who are able and assist as needed. Reposition residents often to prevent complications. Ensure everyone's safety and well-being whenever you lift, move, or position anyone.